Okay, we're holding a perek lamedalet. See, now we have a new interpretation of Medrash. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the Eifloy Tziftseif and Sharlagaya, everybody was on mute. That's the way to express it in modern language. So he gave meanwhile three reasons why it's hard for people to think of these things the way he would like it, the way is appropriate, the way it looks for the emes. The third one was the lack of prerequisite yesodis. Vasiba revias hachonis ativius. The fourth reason is there needs to be some preparation personality wise. Vizeh shekvayz baya b'mayfis. It's been proven. A person must have midas before he has these type of havanis. There are different personality types that just because of personality they have, it would be impossible to get chachma. Somebody who's very hard-headed. So a person's a big bakas. This is somebody who's a big Baal Taiva. Somebody who is all over the place. I guess they didn't have ADD. I didn't call it ADD. Yoral hefset akover emezik, I efshe she yifayrash, ve'elu lo yiroa lehem shleimus lo'oylam. By shtadlusi mohem, b'ze inyen, shtus gomem neshtadl. So to try and to teach these people that have any one of these problems or similar problems, it's a waste of time. Why? Ki zois ha-chochma k'mo shedata, ein ha-chochmas refuas lo'chochmas tishboiris. It's a very different type of discipline than medicine or math. The person who is fadreit, fakrumt, Kadosh Baruch Hu despises, and only people who are straight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares his secrets. And that's why young people were shunned to learn this. Because they're very hot-tempered, very, very passionate, etc. Until that hot temperament cools down, So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlists different midas that are required to be close to him, like Nishbe Lev, and Morim Vekodesh Eshko and Vestakash Valruach and so on. Now, what is the reason? In other words, he himself says that this is not like math or medicine or whatever. It's different. So what is the difference? The classic understanding is that since it's something that is, I guess it depends on some siyata d'shmaya of some sort. So that's what we're missing. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be helpful. That's one way of looking at it. That's kind of current. That it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants you the ability to understand Torah for persons of the Kedusha, so on. Rambam's not going with that. That's not what Rambam is coming with. So I would like to try to explain it the following way. When we're teaching something that by nature is not part of the human condition, I'm talking about math. So the only part of me that is involved is a very dry part of the brain. It's totally divorced from my personality. It's kind of, what equation fits what and so on. So those really, I'm never ever using anything other than a calculating mind to get that. Now, let's take another example. Let's not take Torah a minute. Let's take something, for instance, let's say a person is writing poetry. So a person who's not bright, doesn't get it, doesn't understand what you're trying to say and how you're trying to say it, is not going to get it. But if you have somebody bright who doesn't have a sense of the things the person is trying to convey, the person is trying to convey a sense of beauty, and this person doesn't have that sense, a sense of compassion, and this person doesn't have it, he won't be able to grasp it, because really what we're talking about is not a sort of a dry arithmetic type of understanding. You're talking about understanding something that requires part of your senses to understand it. I once read, there's a famous woman who's autistic, and but has become very successful. She works she's a professor of some agriculture type of science. Gardner, I think her name is, if I remember. A very brilliant woman who came, who was able to become extraordinarily functional despite the fact that she was born autistic. It didn't say if she had a vaccination or not, but Al Kaponim, she is autistic. And the person who interviewed her spent 3 days with her, and she lives somewhere in the mountains, I think like near Colorado. And it's very interesting. They were driving and this person was like, wow. And he said, these mountains are awe-inspiring. And she said, everybody uses that word. I'm not sure what they mean by it. They're very tall, the mountains, and they're very this. And she says, I just, those words that you say just don't mean anything to me. So if you don't have the chush for that, those words aren't going to mean anything. So, Lamashal Kedusha. To learn about Kedusha and to understand Kedusha, if a person doesn't have a personal sense of Kedusha, then there's no way those words will mean anything. You can't derive at that emes arithmetically. And that's why I believe both the Apikorsim and the anti-Apikorsim, when they talk about proofs, I deny both of them. In other words, it's just like art. A person can be typhus art like a 5-year-old. He has a sense of art, but doesn't have intellectual tools to translate it. A person can be typhus art as an adult who understands beauty and has a very intelligent mind, so they can describe it and categorize it. Or he could not understand art. But there's nobody that can understand art as a dry intellectual exercise akin to calculating numbers. If you don't have a feel for art, no amount of talk is going to give it to you. The Torah is, at the end of the day, values, morals, and so on. If a person is lacking it in his personality, it's just not going to, he might be able to repeat the words, but he's not going to be able to grasp it. It's just not going to get, just not going to be able to, it's not going to click into him. So when we talk about this type of chachma, which includes philosophy also, that which is right and good in this world, if I don't have, if my whole person is shakua in chaymer, in just physical pleasure, then I have no tool for talking about, for evaluating it. The same thing if I'm very hot-tempered and I see things only from a certain direction, I can't look and ponder and so on. All of those, because Torah is something that sits atop a human being, and it's a human being consists of all these elements, unless a person has these midas tevis and the whole range of midas, a person just won't get it. They said a moisa sheprakim elav bezdin vehu shalibo dog bekerbo. It has to be somebody with a lot of humility. Vakavana baze ha'anove vachna v'yosachet rabba mechuba lachachma. Because if a person tries to grab it with coarse hands, it's not going anyplace. You can't. The person has to have in himself that type of attitude and pnimius that can grasp it. Visham nema, a moises is a toy leyoyitz, vechacham harashim, and a vain lachash. So it says three things: yoyitz, chacham harashim, vain lachash. So he explains each one of these elements. The elud varim, I efshe behem, we built a chonetivis. Haloiteda keshmiradam shu halusha eitzim oid. Avo bushame vishabanoshim. So the person, you have sometimes people that are extremely philosophical. They understand deep ideas and so on, but they just don't get the world. So the person has no eitzah, meaning he has no shayches to metzias. Umehem, mishesh la eitzah nechayne betuvan haga dron tzirchusim v'ler oisam. He has a very good practical insight. He's a great administrator, but he says vehu anikar yoyitz el shaldo yovin muskel. He doesn't understand an intellectual concept. Av vishikol muskel nashayin avul sochu ma'oid in tachpula imay. He doesn't have that chachma to be able to figure out these things, and on that it says lama ze mechir. The Yad Ksil liknas chachma v'lev ayin. Why does the fool have wherewithal to buy chachma with, but doesn't have a heart for it? Umin anoshim mishun novin zach b'teva. He's understanding and good midas. Yochel ahalim inyanim b'lashon kotzim esukin. V'ashayik novin lachash. So this person does have the philosophical bent needed for it. El shulo his asik. But he's never used it, so he's got this latent talent for it, but it's never actually become actualized. So it says, take a look how in these words, Yoyetz, Chacham Charoshim, Vain Lachash, Chazal have given us the complete formula for it. V'isboinen echisnu b'sifreihem, shleimus ha'ish ban hagas ha'medinius, v'chochmus ha'yunius, imzakus teva v'avona, v'tuv sipa advorim lo'idein yonim b'rmizos, v'oz moitzah sisiter. So the person has to be extremely accomplished in many ways. He has to have the ability to understand the metzias, the ability to understand finer things, the right temperament that's kind of Memuzig, as he calls it, and so on. Bisham Nema, Omale Rebekha Beloza, Togva Agmirach Maisimakava. Rebekha Beloza, I'll teach Maisimakava. Amarle told him, Akati Lokashoi. I am not old enough. But Soloima Loizakanti. But Akshavani Moitse Resichas Teva Behemis Hanaris. I still have the hot bloodedness of a teenager. Re'ei echisnu hashanim oid mechuba la'maylas ha'tevus ha'heim So he said, take a look how much prerequisite personality you need to have, and you expect that Stam Amcha should be able to understand it. So it's ridiculous to think that Stam a person, take a look at how much personal qualities people needed, and then ask yourself, can this become public? Okay, so those are four reasons. And find a fifth reason. Vasiba Hamishis Ha'esik Betzorcha Gufus Hashem Hashlem Esarishin. Taking care of yourself. You have to spend a lot of time, doing things to take care of yourself, and therefore you don't have time to wasting this chachma. Ubelvad im yichubalem esik bishu bebanim. And certainly if you have to be mefarnes a wife and children, that makes it more complex. The kol shekein im yichubal azavakashas moisa michya. And besides that, a person also wants to have a lot of kinyanim. Sheim teva chazak if amidus and hagim arayim. Shafila adam. So this is something which really weighs down on a person. Shafila adam asholim kesh zecharnu kesh yirba asakav ve'ela advarim atzrichim ve'kol keshen tzrichim ve'tigdal chukos alehem yechashu chukosa ve'yunis v'ishtaku. So the Rambam says a twofold whammy on people who are busy physically. One is that you don't have time. So obviously, I mean, that doesn't need the Rambam to tell you that if you're busy 10 hours a day doing for your parnasa, you have 10 hours a day less to learn. That's what he said. He says more than that. He says, when you get very involved in all these things, so this is very similar to when the Gemara says, so is not people who are business people. So the reason the morale says that it's not that the business person is busy and doesn't have any time for it. That's obvious. So unless the business person does have time, or that's not the. I mean that doesn't need a mishnah to tell you that. A pasuk. The pshat is your temperament becomes your mind becomes involved with the ins and outs of the business. And that's what your mind dwells on, and the interest to research things that are kind of obscure and deep and beyond this world lessens. A person's frame of reference becomes bottom line. So he loses that shuka to know and understand that which is beyond, and all of that. That's something that happens only when a person really, really is. When it's cool in this world, so there it's a person's oisik, and this is the only thing in your mind. As soon as you have something else, the klal is it's the bad money drives out the good. It's kind of, if your world is now very practical and physically oriented, then you b'meila don't have the cheshik. You don't have the cheshek and the tam in order to be oising something else. It's something which is it's what's my world? For a person whose world is very, very practical, very tachlis, very physical, then there is no makim for something beyond that. I saw once an amazing point. The Islanim put out Sfarim of their Rebbes, and the Hakdamas by a lot of them, it was under the Nesiva Shalom, and he wrote the Hakdamas to many Sfarim. And he's beautiful. I mean, he writes beautifully, and he says points that are extremely telling. So he has one, he describes one of the Rebbes, I think it was maybe the one that was immediately before the one before the one, I don't remember, whichever one was Shmuel, I think they called the Sefer Tvar Shmuel, Dibbe Shmuel. But he writes in Akdama that Shmuel was a real Roya, and he says that this is the Rebbe, and he gave two examples, and one of them comes to mind regarding this. He said that he used to have an inyan not to learn Kabbalah on Fridays. And the reason why was because since the Tish, he gave a Tish Friday night, if he'd be learning Kabbalah, his mind would not be in the world where Chassidim are. He wouldn't be able to speak about the inyanim that are nogeya to that not their frame of reference. So b'meila, you know, his point was that as a roya neman, he felt his first achrayas is to the olam, but that's the point he's making. And he sacrificed his Friday's Kabbalah for that. But the point I'm making is, it's two different worlds. And when a person is in a world that's very concrete and very thing-oriented, task-oriented, he has very, very little patience for ideas that are sort of kind of vague, up there, and so on and so forth. So being osek nizin yanim is something that prevents a person from that. And it's not only, he doesn't have cheshek fit. It doesn't talk to you when you're in a different planet. And your pursuit of it is going to be, you know, on and off and kind of vague and not determined. Lo yasig mashabi koichoi lahasig. So he's not going to be able to understand what he could understand, and whatever he does understand is going to be lacking. He's not really into it, and he'll have a bit of a yidia, a bit of yidia, and so on. So the Rambam sums up. So here the Rambam has given the understanding that here are reasons why this chachma is not accessible to many people for any one of these five reasons. So all we're going to talk about these inyanim are appropriate only for chiddush skula, loy behamayin. V'lazei olmu min ha-maschil v'yimonim is asik behem. And that's why when you start it, you have a hard time with it. Just like a young child can't do everything an adult does, even though he's also a child. It's just now he's not developed, he's not there, and so on. It's very interesting that the Rambam's points that he's made here ring true even what's Negea to Kabbalah. The Rambam is talking about philosophy here, obviously. and why it is that for most people, philosophy is not a good thing to learn, because they'll never understand it, they'll learn it and get it wrong, and so on. But the way he says it, I mean, every point that he makes is equal, would be the same true by Kabbalah. The idea that people need a certain deeper level of das, the idea that you need to have many akdamas until you've come to the point you want to make, the idea that a person needs to have a very, very shlemistic character in order to understand, because he's talking about things that like a lakus. The fact that a person who's busy with something else is just in a different world, and this world just doesn't talk to a person. It seems very abstract and unreal and not shaykh to that world. It's also one of the things, you know, when a person sits in yeshiva in the world of lumdus, not talking about this world, and he's talking about philosophy, lumdus seems to be very real. and very, very, you know, this is the heart of learning and people go for it. When people move on, either become Balabatim or Rabbanim, the Cheshik gravitates towards Piske Halachis because it's part of the real world. It's part of something that's a Metzias, not something that's kind of up in the air, neither here nor there. So this applies across the board. It's not, he's talking about philosophy, but it applies to any type of chachma that's beyond Amunah. Now, later on, the next perek, he's going to say, despite the fact that the core teachings have to be kept away from Amunah, some things must be taught, the Yichud Hashem and Hashem Zad Aguf, that's something you can't say the person is not doesn't have a fine enough head to be covered in that. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week, I'm not going to have a share, and I think there's going to be a longer break now. I mean, most of my summer is kind of chopped up, so right now, next week, there's I have to do some for the yeshiva Thursday night, and then the week after that, Emet Hashem is a... I'm also doing some with yeshiva, whatever it is, and so then 3 weeks, Bez Hashem, Chasna of granddaughter Yisrael. So, if anybody's there, please feel free to come by. So we'll be in touch. If I don't want to do 1 week yes, 2 weeks not. So if during the summer there's a period, there's a block of time, like a few weeks where I see I'm in Nuchas and I can do it, then I'd be game to do it. But we'll see how it goes. Okay.
I mean, Aaron says everything.
It's fair. I got the books today. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron says it's only for Yichidei Skula. I mean, so I don't know if I can speak. I mean, how do I know if I'm Yichidei Skula? What are the criteria to join the shir? I don't know.
I don't know. I think if you get what he's saying, then I think it's all about Talia. If a person has a feeling for it and it talks to him and so on, then it's not. Let's put it this way. I don't think what the Rambam is saying, in terms of the downside of, he's afraid of the following, which others were afraid of. If you start fooling around with people and tell them Hashem doesn't have any goof, and when it says He yelled, he didn't really yell. And when it says he hit, it didn't really hit. This is that if the person doesn't have a finer sense of things, so he doesn't believe in it. And that's how he explains why you need to do it. But if the person keeps messing up, but generally speaking, it's not. I think a lot of his ideas have become part and parcel of how we see it. Some of it doesn't talk to us anymore today. A lot of his more kind of technical philosophical proofs don't talk to us today. But I don't think that there's a real issue a person has to ask himself, am I shafted or not? I don't think so. I think today, a lot of what he's saying that he feels was a breakthrough, the breakthrough is made already. I mean, this is Dvarim that everybody is, this way we think. Nobody entertains today, except for the people needing to write academic articles, that somebody actually believes Hashem has a nose and a mouth and this. So somebody needs to write something, so we'll find somebody that seems to say it. But nobody, most of these things, that's where we come, that's where you think. It's not different than when Einstein's theory of relativity was new, only Yechidei school understood it. Today, everybody more or less takes it for granted, whether you understand exactly, not understand exactly, but it's an idea that's become part of us. Lehavdol Reb Chaim Briska's Derech HaLimud, when he introduced it, it was Yechidei Skula. Someone told me when he was sitting in Baranovich and learning, he was desperately trying to understand the Lamdas. It was a new way of looking at something. Today, we understand more and less, but it's become, that's become the way we look at it. So I do think a lot of his ideas have become the way we understand today. Okay, so good Yom Tov.